Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of The Salty Show, where we talk about everything from politics to pop culture. We are back. We've taken a month off, ladies and gentlemen. What?
Yeah, what? Why? Why?
Well, yeah.
What's his name?
We're trying to expand and, build up our empire.
Excuses is what I'm hearing.
Anyways, so on this episode, we're going to talk about music. What makes music good? Think about that.
Yeah.
All that and more on this episode of The Salty Show. Who do we have with us today?
Hello, hello, hello. This is Heidi.
Hey, everybody. This is Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Timmy Two Times. What's up, Salty Soul? What's cracking?
He's back. He's back. All right. So let's get into this. I guess we can talk about the music.
Jeremy. Basically, this kind of popped into my head a little while back. And
you were thinking?
It's frightening.
It's a very dangerous thing.
It is dangerous.
I can see the smoke coming out of there.
So it just so happens I was scrolling through my YouTube. I'm addicted to YouTube. I have a serious problem and I need to work on
it.
But
so addicted.
I was scrolling through.
Me too.
And one of the suggested videos or whatever that came up was the song Californication by the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Great song.
And great song. Of course, a lot of the songs on YouTube, they put the lyrics on. And so I was watching it and I was reading the lyrics and I never realized the lyrics to this song. And I started thinking, what makes a song a good song?
Okay. So I have so I'm going to go with this. There are some songs that, to your point, I will go back and because, you know, when you're young and you hear music and then later on, you realize what the words were and you're like, I can't believe I was singing this.
Oh yeah.
Remember that shit I sent you? I sent you guys that one of those like oldie songs or whatnot. Really fucked up.
Raunchy
like,
and dirty.
Yeah.
Right. Well, okay. So I pulled up the lyrics for Californication.
All right, go.
So listen to this. Psychic spies from China try to steal your mind's elation.
Wow.
And little girls from Sweden dream of silver screen quotation. And if you want these kind of dreams, it's Californication. It's the edge of the world and all of Western civilization. The sun may rise in the east, at least it's settled in a final location. It's understood that Hollywood sells Californication.
Wow.
Hold on. Pay your surgeons very well to break the spell of aging. Celebrity skin, is this your chin or is it war you're waging? Firstborn unicorn. Hardcore soft porn, and then it goes into the chorus. Yeah, and so I'm just thinking to myself, I'm assuming they spent some time.
That's an apocalyptic song.
Yeah,
it's apocalyptic.
Sure, but
not even just apocalyptic, but look at how some of this is even just relating to what's happening.
Well
today.
To me, again, okay. So
it's always been happening.
It's talking about. Okay, the sun rises in the east. It's talking about in the way that I see it. The political East is socialism, the end of the West, Western civilization. Like, scroll up, Jeremy.
Yeah. So
it's the edge of the world.
The sun may rise
in the East. At least it's settled in the final location. Again, so it's saying, you know, Eastern civilization, whatever, all that. And it sets in America, but America will end. That's how I'm reading.
That's what it says right there. End all of Western civilization.
Yeah.
But look at the first top line.
Yeah. Psychic spies from China try to steal your mind's elation.
Yeah.
I mean, now look at what, you know, TikTok, Chinese owned, that's stealing American minds. And they were doing it prior with the opiates. Like if you think about the opiate shit that started right around the time of this song.
Yeah. This was released mid-99. Yeah.
Well, okay. So the point that I wanted to originally make was... Anyway. So, because you asked, what makes a good song, right?
Yeah.
And I think, because again, there are music that you hear, there's music that you hear that has a good beat, good melody.
Yes.
And you know what I mean? Like, and good vocals or whatever. And we sang it because we loved that part aspect of it. And then you realize the lyrics of it. And then there are songs that have great lyrics. Maybe the music composition is not as great, but the words of it are, because you know some music is very repetitive and it's just like, yeah, but the words you relate it to or whatever. Yeah. And then there is music that has both, that is like transcends, you know, generations and is like, because I see reaction videos now, you know, where I tell you guys this all the time, and I even watch reaction videos on YouTube of music that I grew up with and that I hear now, right? I'm watching these kids reacting to it and they're like, oh, this is, you know, genius. Or they realize that, hey, the songs that I'm listening today are just a remix of the tracks we grew up with. You know what I mean? Like, but
and think about this: the tracks that we grew up with,
exactly,
was a remake from the 50s and 60s. Like most of hip hop, most hip hop was remade from a lot of older music.
Yeah, I remember as a teenager, right? There was some song came out. I forget which one it was. And it was redone. It ended up, I think it was Debbie Gibson maybe did it.
What song?
I don't remember the name of the song, but it was quote unquote newly released, right? So they were playing it on the radio a lot. Mm-hmm. And we get in the car and my mom's driving. And all of a sudden my mom starts singing the song, the lyrics to the song. And I'm like, how do you know this song? This is brand new. It's out on a rock station. She's like, it's a remix. We had this exact same song when I was a kid. I'm like, oh.
Well, nothing is new under the sun. How many songs, though, do you really know every single word to like this? Like, I didn't.
Oh, yeah.
It's just certain pieces of the song that are catchy. And then, so you, to your point, it's like the beat's good or this particular piece of the song is good. And so you're singing that. Like, I never knew the words to this song. I'm, and there are many, many other songs where I only knew a few lyrics of it. Not the whole song. And so, yeah, you know, that's what picks you up. And that's what you may or may not like. Right. A lot of music, I cannot hear the words, but the beat is so good.
Especially today, mumble.
I love
rap.
The beat.
Mumble. So, but I guess one of the things I wanted to ask was, you would mention songs that we hear all the time that we think we like. But the question is, do we really like them or have we just heard them so much that we think we like them? Do we think that they're a good song, right?
No, I've heard new songs recently where the beat was really good. And then after I realized who was singing it and what the words were, I was like, oh my, like Beyonce's new one. She's trying to be country and that
But that beat is catchy as fuck, though.
It is.
But even the lyrics are fun.
I hear it. I realize what it is. Like, oh, hell no. I am not supporting Beyonce.
So there are artists like, and all of them are doing it now.
Yeah.
You know, what's that guy? Sam something.
Sam Smith.
And he's like, you look at his videos and they're all diabolical. You listen to Rihanna, some stuff that's and then you watch their videos and you realize, oh, this is a double message here. Yeah. And because when you watch their videos and you're like, oh yeah, this is could be diabolical. And so the question becomes, and I don't want to maybe necessarily go into this because again, I might be going off topic, but then the question becomes, why are they so insistent on embracing diabolical shit on their videos? It's weird, man.
What do you mean by diabolical? I'm unfamiliar with the
person. Look it up. Look up Sam Smith. And again, I'm not, and look up Rihanna. Look at their latest videos that they've released for some of the songs. I don't even know their songs. Mm. But then
Drake had one on and the girls were listening to Drake and it's music they like to listen to. So they put the song on and they know I
cannot YouTube, Jeremy.
Stand music that has the N word in it. Can't stand it. And the music's really good. Well, I've listened to the song a few times, right? And there's again, a couple lyrics that I recognize and I like, and I don't know the one. Well, all of a sudden he says the N word with an A.
Dude, just search for Satan.
And I didn't even know it. Because of the how he was singing it. It wasn't angry like a lot of rap or a lot of music that has that kind of language in it.
Yeah, but that all rap has always been, they always have an A. They don't do the E.
I was shocked that, but like I said, Drake.
Oh!
The red curtain, Jeremy. Yeah, the red curtain. I'm trying to tell you, the red curtain.
The Pina Colada song, those lyrics.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's an interesting one.
When you look at those lyrics, and I sent it to you guys.
Oh, yeah.
The Pina Colada song.
It's basically, it's the guy puts out an ad because he doesn't like the girl he's with, and he explains all these things that he wants out of a girl, and she ends up replying to the ad.
Yeah.
Saying, yeah, I'm sick and tired of not doing this and not doing that, and it's just like, oh, well, let's try this again kind of a
thing. It's the beat, right? So music is about, the lyrics talk to you, but the beat is what captures you.
I think I just like getting caught up in the rain.
No, but when you hear a beat, right? If you hear something, it makes you want to move. It sets a feeling, right? Mm-hmm. Then you hear lyrics and then you catch a hook, right? When you look at all these songs, every song has a hook, right? They play the same.
You were supposed to watch that video so that we could see it.
Well, you guys were talking. So
right. But
finish your talk.
But that's how they get you, right? A good song needs a good hook. If you have a good hook, or in rap, you know, like the chorus, right? Because you can sing that, right? It's easy to remember. It's catchy. But then the rest of the lyrics, you get deep into it. Half the time, you don't realize what they're talking about because it's their story.
It's like the song Raining Men. It's raining men.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. If you go and listen to those lyrics, and it's like back then, you know, that was as bad as some of the song, the equivalent to some of the songs today where we're like, I'm sorry, did they just say, like, I remember when they first played me WAP.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Like, what the hell? And then they showed me the video. I was like, what the hell? And I was sitting with my mom and dad.
And you realize, like,
I was like, what is going on?
Your kids basically were dancing to that yesterday. You know what I mean? Like that kind of.
So, okay. So, and what I want to get at is the reason that, okay, obviously you saw the sound. You could play it, Jeremy.
I just want to see a few minutes of it.
Just forward it to like to the middle where he's completely.
Because at this point, it doesn't look like there's really anything wrong with
it. Just forward it like to the middle. Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, just take a second.
It's demonic. But they do a lot of
it. It is very demonic. Yeah. And they're like embracing that whole.
So it's visually. Are the lyrics he's dressed, the same thing? I
just watch it again. It has a double meaning.
Okay, let's skip forward to the middle here.
It's like
but you hear this song, and again, it's got a good beat. But the messaging, you know, talking about being unholy and the body getting, you know, hot, referencing.
Yeah.
It's fucking demonic.
So again,
Sam Smith. Has he been around for a while?
Yeah, he's so what I want to get at, and you can pause it again. And, you know, obviously, this is the artist. The artist signed up on this. This is was his idea, right, on the song, right? But when you hear the song on the radio, people are like, oh, yeah, you know, whatever. Unholy, sure, whatever. But then, like, but it's not just him. It's over and over and this happened. And I want to talk about this, about, like, think about the biggest star today that draws literally crowds. Like, literally,
Taylor Swift
brought people into the NFL because her boyfriend is, she's dating a guy who's in the NFL.
And her shit's all demonic now. Okay. And it's like, she's embracing, she's the devil.
But what my, the point that I want to get at, and I'm sorry we're sidetracking, Jeremy, no, but what makes good music.
Yeah.
But this is what I fear. And this is, I believe that AI will be used, and it will be, if it has not already been used for this, it will be used even more. Which is as a psyop on the American people, because think about what is one of the biggest drivers in the culture wars. It is music. It really is. Like, think about all the concerts that were made during the Vietnam War and the protest for against the Vietnam War, and how much that influenced the American people. So when people talk about, well, music, well, who cares? You know, again, you get the religious people who are like, they want to put stick their heads in the sand and think, oh yeah, as long as you remove yourself from it, then you can, you know, protect your ideas. But I think you have to fight it in their battlefield, and you have to take control of the culture war. When songs like this, when messages like this are winning, and when rock stars like as big as Taylor Swift are selling messages, and then she goes on TV and says, oh yeah, support Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Again, we'll get into that.
Yeah.
But you know, to me, like I see it as, there's a lot of layers to this, and there is an effort, and there are people who know what it will be popular, and then the message to ultimately send. So, I sent you guys the link. We were looking for, and I want to change up the introduction song that we use for our episodes, and I went on AI, and I just basically typed what our show is about, who the people are on the show, the personalities, and I said, create me a song, and you guys heard the songs. And it was, did you hear the songs, Heidi?
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
I sent it to you on the, all right. So
I'm so overwhelmed.
Yeah. Those
you
three.
I sent three songs, AI songs. I'm going
to
play them for you, and I'll remove this, but I want to show you this only because, again, this is a computer generating this. It generated it in less than a minute.
Yeah.
And look at everything that it said. Again, I gave it a description of what our show was about, who the personalities are. And this is what it gave
so
us.
So, we're definitely, while you're looking for that, it's just one more of those pieces of what do we need to break down in America? Right.
So, let me play this first one, okay?
Christian.
Listen to this, Heidi, again.
Yo, listen up. It's the salty show in the house. Salt, Timmy, and Jay Money bringing it loud. We got the beats, the rhymes, and the flow. Cover politics, pop culture, all the things you want to know. Let me tell you about the Salty Crew. Salt, a mastermind, speaking truths that ring true. Timmy, two times, dropping knowledge, making you think. Jay Money laying down the beats, making you dance and wink.
But that's AI.
By the way, Jeremy, I said Jeremy because you don't have a name.
They said J-Man.
And no, it called him J Money.
Oh, J Money.
It changed me to J Money. Apparently made me a DJ, which I am neither one of.
Yeah, yeah. But again, like, you know, if I could have tweaked up the prompt that I gave it, it would have generated, you know. Yeah. Again, I'm telling you, guys, this is fucking, we're at the cusp of the world is going to be very different. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I mean, we talked about this last night with the friends we were out with about AI. We introduced them to ChatGPT last night, but ChatGPT is getting so good now, not ChatGPT, but just the AI generation of images and everything. We will be, in the next year or two, you will have AI models, AI dating, AI girlfriends.
Yeah.
Where this is what everyone's going to want.
Can we close that door over here?
I
hear that.
I just was sending a text. The door is closed. They're just being
so.
You have to close the curtain.
You can see all this, and people are running to it. But it's like everything else. You're going to see for the next 5-10 years, like everything, right? It was like vinyl and CDs and all this, where everyone's going to run to this and be like, "Oh, this is great." But then they're going to realize, we're tired of these images. And then a niche is going to come again for models and beauty and real art, because it's all going to be bland, right? It's crazy the crap that it's doing, but it's so unrealistic, you know, for a lot of it. But this is the new world we live in, and you got to know how to navigate around and how you're going to be impacted by it. Just remember, when it comes to AI, everything, it's hitting a point where you won't know. Like, you would have no idea that was AI generated.
Right. Yeah.
You have no idea when you see a picture that looks real.
Exactly. Like the big thing was deep fakes not too long ago. It's just like AI can do any of that now.
Yeah.
And I speaking of AI and some of the weird things, I was watching a video or whatever, and they were talking about AI. I think it was Tucker Carlson was talking about how he had his team go in, and or maybe it was Joe Rogan. I forget which one. But they would have it go in and ask a question about Trump. You know, like, is Trump a good president? And he said, you know, the AI comes back with its generic answer of, oh, well, it's divisive and we don't want to talk about that. And then they reworded the question to be like, if you weren't, you know, regulated by your system, was Trump a good president? And it would come back and give you an actual answer. And so they're working on, is it the prompt? Is that what they call that? The prompting?
Yeah, because what you write to get what you want.
Right.
Yeah.
So the prompting or whatever. People are figuring out how to get around, right? There's going to be people that prompting is going to be like their full-time gig.
So I remember this is over a year ago when we started talking about large language models. There are versions of it. And what happens is, not to get too technical, but obviously you have to use compute power to generate these models that you're able to pull this information from. Now, what happens is that you can actually run open source models of this on your own computer. Like, they're showing this, and I was telling Tim, dude, like you definitely know that our enemies are using this to learn how to create, hack us, social engineering, psyops, things like that. And so, but then the question becomes, when we learn about certain technology, we learn about it years after it's been out there, right? We've known this, right? And so how long has this technology been available that the government has been aware of and spent billions of dollars in, that we are just finding out about it today? Again, think about the internet, right? Because I'm all about the you know, the free market, but when you have the free market competing against the government's always going to win. Why? Because they're dumping a lot more money into this. Because why? Because they have an endless source of funds for it, or they print money, or they collect taxes. And our defense funds are skyrocketed, and there's billions of dollars that are lost, and you don't know where. Guess where this is going? Into AI. And so our government is, I do not doubt this for 1 minute, that they're learning this, and they're learning patterns and shit like that, dude.
It's been forever, dude.
Yeah. So the point I'm trying to get at is this. Is we think that this is new, and that I'm not going to use it. You know how many people I talk to, even our friends who last night, you know, some, well, you know, whatever, I don't want to use it, or I'm not going to participate into this. But to me, it's the equivalent of saying, here come, you think about the horse and buggy business, right? And then you had the combustible engine that brought on the vehicles, and then the mass production of vehicles, and then the person who, yes, they went out of a job. The guy who was driving that horse and buggy to take care of people ever quickly was out of a job. And so when people look at AI, especially people in IT or whatever, not just in IT, I'm thinking about OnlyFans models who are going to be outsourced by AI because they will be because
they are.
When you have like so again for those people who are not on OnlyFans, OnlyFans is a girl on there who she's giving her whatever to people and then people request for certain things. I want you to do this on a video. Send it to me privately. Okay. Now imagine that woman says, "Well, I have my limitations. I'm not going to do that." Guess what? AI doesn't have any limitations. Well, and AI can service 1,000 people instantly. But,
and in AI can even get to the point where instead of typing it to her saying, "I want you to hang upside down and have a banana in your mouth."
Right.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Heidi.
You really thought about that.
I was like, wow. Yeah,
okay.
So instead of sending...
That was, I know.
Instead of sending her the specific message asking for that and then waiting for her to go film it and then send it to you privately, AI would be able to just... She would do it right then.
No, she will anticipate because she already knows what you like. Because guess what?
Okay.
It'll probably has access to all your fucking history.
It'll be doing it as you ask her.
I don't want to ask questions. I don't want to know. But to that point, the three biggest influencer accounts or whatever model account, like revenue generator for images like that for like OnlyFans turned out.
OnlyFans, okay.
AI.
Turned out it was AI. The three largest, and they were like, yeah, these are AI images. Good. It's an AI.
Wow.
Because people couldn't tell. They were paying it.
It is sad what those girls, because like I said, I'm addicted to YouTube and that whatever podcast is always popping up and they always have these.
He means RedTube.
Young, dumb.
He means RedTube, Heidi. He means RedTube.
But I know exactly what you're talking about.
I know what he's talking about.
Yeah, we're both addicted, so shut up. But yeah, it's just like you watch these girls.
What do you mean we both? I don't watch that shit.
No,
he's pointing at me. This is what happens when you are.
I was looking at
when you got a bottle. Wait, yeah, not a glass of wine, when you have a bottle of wine next to you.
It's sake. No, she's not addicted to YouTube. She's addicted to TikTok. So she'll be flicking through TikTok. I'm flicking through YouTube.
No, and I can prove it.
Okay, we're done. We don't need I've had enough husband-wife arguments this weekend.
What?
What? Okay, anyways.
All right, cut off.
So
you're done.
I every once in a while, like I said, the YouTube pops up this whatever podcast, and you look at these girls.
Whatever.
They are just
the whatever podcast.
Whatever, what do I call it?
No, it's called whatever podcast.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh, I thought you actually just said whatever the podcast.
No, the whatever podcast.
See, that's what's fucked
it's
up
all
about
over
it.
The back screen. Yeah, of there. Anyways, shut up, Tim. But anyways, you look at these girls and they are just broken. And it's just like, is this, broken, but they have these incredibly weird expectations of men. You're like, really? You expect a guy?
Where do they get this from? Music?
College.
College
education. I was actually having this conversation with a friend recently. Men and women experience, and oh man, I know we're all over the place, but whatever. This is the Salty Show, so we'll talk about everything. But I was having a conversation again with females back in Pennsylvania, and the women experience when it comes to dating is very different than the male experience when it comes to dating. Or attention online. Even you have a Facebook, Instagram, whatever, TikTok. Your experience is going to be very different. What's the difference? Even a very good looking man, high value man, has a very hard time getting attention from a lot of females. Meanwhile, a girl who looks like a 4 or a 3 is going to get a lot of attention from men. And what happens is that these girls, and this is relatively new again because the whole phone thing and having access to the internet at the tip of your hands is relatively new compared to the span of, you know, mankind and civilization. Okay. So in this, last 10, 15, 10 years, I will say, women are getting inundated by the attention of men. And so all these girls are growing up thinking, I have all this attention of men. And therefore they believe that, if I leave this guy who I'm with, who I'm bored with, I'm going to find a better option. Let me finish my sentences. I'm going to find a better option. I know you wanted to talk, Heidi. Are delusional because guess what? When men give you attention, it's only sexual attention. They're not going to marry you. They're not going to do anything else with you. They just want to fuck. I'm sorry I'm putting it this way, but a lot of girls don't understand this. They think that the attention means that they want to be with me. Sorry, sweetie. They don't. Men are, we are very, again, I say this all the time, men are more sexual than women. Any woman who's been married for a certain period of time knows knows that very well, because guess what? How quickly their headaches go up when they get married. Anyway, so, but I'm just trying to make a point here that what we're creating, the era that we're living in, I don't know if it's anybody's fault. It's just a collection of, it is what it is. Women are growing up with the misconception that all this attention that they're getting means that they have all these other options, and men are growing with, you know, learning that, hey, maybe I don't have as many options. And so there's a disparity that's being created that is, I think it's going to have repercussions in the next 10, 20 years.
You're seeing it now. You're seeing the repercussions.
Yeah.
The birth rates are down.
Men who've been sexless for 4 years.
Yeah. the birth rates are down. Oh, I don't give a shit. I choose to not fuck.
It's because it's broken.
Yeah. It might be actually. It actually might. I have to go to the doctor, I think.
Oh God.
I guess I think. Well, where are these young women getting this?
College.
Because it's more than the idea of they just think men are disposable or there's grass on grass is greener on the other side. It's something more than that. With this weight loss, right? This weekend was the first weekend that I was away from Jeremy at all, right? And I was on my own and I was downtown. It was amazing to me. And I've always been friendly. So I've always talked to everybody. I've always approached people to say hi. I never meet a stranger. It was amazing to me how many men approached me and walked up to me. I have a question for you, honey. I came home and I said to Jeremy,
"That's why you got something." Okay.
So I don't mean to deviate, no, but I mean, no. let me ask you one question.
But not okay. One time did I think the grass is greener on the other side.
You like the attention.
Now the reason I was very flattered,
I'm not going to lie.
Just for context for the listener, right?
Yeah,
Heidi, you're on a weight loss journey and you've lost about how much?
So I've lost 70 pounds.
Okay.
I'm done with the weight loss.
So if you compare your 70 pounds heavier self versus you today, were you getting more attention before or now?
I mean, this is weekend's the only one to really gauge off of where I would say more this weekend of men randomly walking up to me. Yes.
I guarantee you it's the weight loss.
Now, before I still had, like, I remember being with my mom a year ago and I was heavy a year ago. And I was with my mom and we were somewhere and I can't remember. And I went to go pay for chocolate. I was buying chocolate in a hotel and the young man behind the counter easily, like I could be his mother, age difference. And he very nice looking kid. And he wouldn't let me pay for my chocolate. That was not unusual to happen to me. And my mom looked at me and said, "He really won't take your money." I'm like, "No." And she's okay. And that happened often, but not like now.
No. Okay. So because I approached him
to do something.
So
right.
I'm getting at is this, okay. Now imagine the message that women are sending other women and society sending women is that, girl, you are a 10, no matter what you look like. It's a whole fucking lie. Right. And so, again, I don't want to deviate from the conversation, but your situation proves my point is that obviously men are drawn to the physical initially.
This is every time.
Yeah. And so I saw this TikTok.
Yeah, because
video.
Every one of them, the first gentleman that walked up to me goes, I'm sorry to bother you, but you are just gorgeous. Okay. And I was like,
so I saw this TikTok, video because women lie to each other. Women will tell a fat, overweight, obese, morbidly obese girl, "You're beautiful, girl, just the way you are, and you deserve the best. And don't settle, girl." This is talking about the Whatever podcast. I see this all the time. Women tell each other these lies, and I saw this TikTok that said, "Huh, why do women say that Lizzo is beautiful?" And we know who Lizzo is that fat female artist. Huge, obese, more ugly. And women will say Lizzo is beautiful, but the second that you tell a woman, "Oh my God, you look like Lizzo," they get offended. So if Lizzo is beautiful, why would you get offended by if somebody tells you you look like her?
Because it's
because they lie to each other. Women lie to each other.
Would you bang Lizzo?
No.
I mean, her boobs kind of go past her belly.
No, dude. No, they do.
She crushes.
Not in that picture.
No,
maybe in that
dude,
one. Fucking. Not in that one. Definitely not.
Like,
in
the one.
No. And she doesn't even have a pretty face.
Yeah. She's a pig. They're pigs. They're
but women
pigs.
Will but women will praise this woman as, oh, she's a beautiful girl. They give her awards. They, right. They
because
parade
they're
her.
Afraid to get canceled. They can't say she's a fat fucking body, piece of shit.
Body positivity movement, right?
Yeah. Fuck that.
If you're not on board with it,
well,
you're
well,
out.
On. Hey, pause, how many doctors pause. Did I have to see last summer before somebody would listen to me? And they finally said, your blood levels are not right. You have a problem with your health.
Yes.
That's why you're heavy. Instead, they kept telling me, you're in your mid-40s. Get used to your skin.
Okay.
Your big bone.
So I'll tell you why.
You're going to be.
Bad doctors.
And
it,
no.
I'll tell you why.
I'm like, no, that is not acceptable. Okay. There's something wrong with
I'll you. Tell you why, Heidi. Because a fat woman like that will be at that doctor's office and is going to get so much medication, which means cha-ching, money. It is a whole fucking money industry of shit. They'd rather have you dependent on pills and the doctor's
that,
thing because
medic
guess
thing?
What? You're going to continually go. It is the
they,
equivalent.
They told me my blood pressure was through the roof. They were telling me I was going to end up on cholesterol medication and blood pressure medication before the year was out. Exactly. And they told me to stop eating so much. I said, I'm sorry. You haven't even asked me how much I eat. Change your diet. You haven't even asked me what my diet is. So you're telling me these things without even asking me what my exercise, what my activity level is, what my diet looks like, what my... You don't even have a clue.
That's American medicine right now. Pharmaceutical companies and doctors do not make money if they fix you. If you go to the doctor for a problem and they actually give you a solution, there's no money. They say, okay, yeah, just for 6 months, eat this, and do that. There's no money to be made. They get percentages on when they fucking write prescriptions.
Yeah, you just have to
like
not listen to
them. Perfect example. I don't want to go back down this fucking thing, but look at the COVID vaccine. It's already been proven that all these doctors were getting paid by all these pharmaceutical companies. They all got a fucking thing. Hey, make
not
sure
just,
you prescribe.
Not
it.
Just pharma. Name the specific ones. The ones that made money when the government was telling the people, you had fucking Joe Biden saying, this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated, meaning. And so when you have a company, imagine, think about any person who has a company and you have the vice president, the CDC, the experts saying, hey, the only way you can get help is if you buy this guy's product.
Yeah. And then guess what? Yeah. You're still going to get COVID.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway,
that's why I said I want to go,
let's really back it. Okay. Right,
but
so back to music.
Yeah. Back to music.
Wait, by the way, this song.
Sorry, I know.
But there's so many lyrics that like people say, like, you have these kids singing these songs, and we all sung a lot of these songs, like even like the Pina Colada song, because it sounds fun. Like, oh, I'm on a beach drinking a Pina Colada. When you read a lot of these lyrics, especially from like the 60s and 70s, it was very, very inappropriate. And you see these kids, and us all as kids sung it. And our parents never said, don't sing that, because half of them didn't even know what the fucking lyrics were. Like, oh, Pina Colada, it's a fun song, blah, blah, blah. But if they really knew what it was, like,
first of all, it's not called the Pina Colada song. It's called Escape.
Whatever. But yeah. It's the Pina Colada song. No, right, bullshit. Right. That's why it's in.
You search for Pina Colada song, it comes up. But it's actually called Escape. Released in January 1st of 79.
Right. What was happening in 79? What war?
Vietnam. No, Vietnam was over.
It wasn't a war. It was a conflict.
Vietnam was over in 79, dude.
Korean, wasn't Korean?
No, I don't think.
Vietnam ended in like 73.
Vietnam conflict.
But it was the oh, you're right. Probably that was the
60s.
You're early right, 70s. You're right. You're absolutely right.
Vietnam War ended in the early 70s.
66 through.
No, ask Copilot. 70. Ask Copilot. Go up. Copilot.
Fuck Copilot.
Just say, when did Vietnam War end?
Just ask Copilot. It's going to tell you. Stop
shut
fucking
up.
What's Copilot?
That's the other Microsoft.
U.S. forces withdrew in 70.
Right. Right.
Yeah, but when did it start? Like
in the
67, 68?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It did end.
Anyway, but when you read those lyrics, look at the first line. Go back to the Pina Colada song.
Pina Colada song.
It's about cheating.
I was tired of my lady. We'd been together too long, like a worn out recording of a favorite song. The first line, us kids would be, but what did we know as kids? We didn't know we didn't know the beginning. We just know Pina Colada.
Right. You know the core. They call it the chorus, right?
We
memorize the chorus, the hook.
If you like Pina Colada and getting caught in the rain.
But really, it's like, it's about, you know, if you, he, that's the hook is his personal ad.
Right.
He's like, do you like pina coladas? You like, you know, getting caught in the rain, you know, running around, blah, blah, blah. If you're not into yoga and you have a half a brain, it's really like.
But isn't that how we all want our women?
Wait, what?
With half a brain.
Wow.
Heidi gave you the side eye.
But think about it.
I'm going to just side eye you right now because you know what?
I said that for Heidi's benefit.
You want us barefoot and pregnant, right? Isn't that supposed to be?
Right. But he didn't want a girl that was into yoga. He wanted a girl that had a half a brain.
Right. And it makes
you
wonder.
If you like making love at midnight, basically like be a booty call like when I'm done with the bar, I'm going to call you up and I'm going to fuck you. Uh-huh. Like I want to be down to fuck at midnight when I'm done with the bar and I'm drunk. That's what that is.
Okay, yeah. But so you would think that these are the things that he doesn't like about the current girl that he's tired of, right?
But that was his personal ad.
But she's replying to that personal ad going, you know what? I don't like yoga. I don't like getting caught in there. I like getting caught in the rain. I like pina coladas, right? So she's going through, I'm assuming she's going through this list in her mind going, these are the things I want. But he's thinking she doesn't want that, I'm assuming.
Unless she's doing yoga and doing all this shit just to piss him off because she hates him.
Right. Or maybe, I don't know the...
No. Because go to the end. When they both realize that they fucking are in the same fucking situation and they both like each other.
It was my own lovely lady.
I walked in with high hopes. He's talking about...
Yeah, meeting her.
Meet at a bar called O'Malley's, right? So...
There's an O'Malley's out here.
Yeah.
Probably. There's probably one in every city in the country.
Yeah. Irish.
Basically, he's saying, I walked in with high hopes, and she walked in the place. I knew her smile in that instant. I knew the curve of her face. It was my lovely lady, and I said...
My own.
Oh, my own.
No,
sorry.
No, no. Okay.
Read before here.
Because she replies.
Yes.
She replies. Okay. So right there. And yes, I like pina coladas and getting caught in rage. I'm not too much into health food.
I am into champagne.
I've got to meet you by tomorrow noon and cut through all this red tape.
At a bar called O'Malley's.
Where we'll plan our escape.
And that's where the song goes. Yeah. So it just they makes found me each wonder. Other. Yeah, it makes me wonder.
They were both trying to cheat.
Totally. And then
that's a story.
And then he walks in and he's like, oh shit, that's my old lady.
He caught up in the lies.
And she's like, I like pina coladas. Like, you ever see the movie Couples Retreat?
Yes.
Wait, he's
love
like,
that.
He's it's like, fun. You're going to go to Applebee's by. She's like, I like Applebee's. He's like, I like Applebee's too.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, wait a minute.
Was
this
that
whole
Favreau?
Time. Yeah. Okay. But think about it. Like, they were arguing. Like, he did all this to escape
apart.
Her.
Because, right. It just makes me wonder how many people are in relationships where they are misinterpreting what their other wants. Right?
What is getting caught
no,
in the
no, you know what it is,
like
Jeremy? No, you know what it is, Jeremy? It is the...
I'm just asking.
It is the grass is greener mentality.
It is. Okay. I think that's the problem is everything is so disposable today. Mm-hmm. I think everything. And look how easy it is for somebody to go, oh, I can just get divorced. And we really make it easy. We really do make it easy to just get divorced. I got divorced.
It cost me $300.
And I don't even think it was easy.
To tell you the truth, I don't even think I paid it. I think she paid it.
Yeah.
I'm done with this motherfucker.
I'll
pay everything.
It's just so, there's just so many things that are disposable and relationships are disposable. Why fight for something when you can just
get it for free?
Dispose of it. Go and
well, so to really back in, what makes a great song, Jeremy?
That's what I'm asking. See, so I'm not a big music person, right? I've listened to music. I've heard music. When I was younger, the only time I would ever listen to music was when I was driving in my car. And once I started downloading podcasts, I stopped listening to music altogether because I had something else to listen to while I was driving, right? I wasn't one of those kids that sat in my room and listened to the radio or, you know, when I'm doing my homework or anything like that. No, it was just strictly, I got nothing else to do. I'm driving, right? I can either listen to the sound of the road or I can listen to music on the radio.
But you do have songs that you like. So what about those songs do you like?
There is, because I used to always play them on.
Yes. Yeah. And so I guess I would ask everybody here, right? Like most of you have heard the songs I like. the Eagles, Hotel California.
Yes, Hotel California.
Go pull those lyrics up. Day. Go pull the. But again.
American
Pie. Yeah. Right.
West
but again,
Virginia. That wasn't his.
But think about it. What is everybody saying? Nobody's saying the beginning, the middle, or the end of the song. Everybody knows the hook or the chorus.
Yeah.
That is what makes a song from a lyrical standpoint, but the beat that goes with it.
He's saying Stereo Hearts.
So what I will say is that there are songs that that also come out at a poignant time.
A poignant?
Yeah. At a certain
point.
Poignant time.
Yeah. Poignant.
Specific time.
Poignant.
Whether, during a war, during a time of peace, like there are songs that come out or in the summer, right? What was that song that like came out? There are songs that come out during a certain time that they just blow up.
Yeah.
Like,
I will say
it's not just beats. It's not just melody. It's not just
the radio,
the lyrics. It's also the time.
It's the time. And Hotel California, we all know the way that that one starts. So I don't even know.
Even American Pie. American Pie came out at a time, right? The country was going through a lot of things. You had, the three guys or whoever who died in that airplane accident.
Right.
And it was just, it was a song that lifted up a lot of people. But the melody, the beat and everything else has carried it through the centuries, where today people don't even know the message of the song when it came out, but they still like it because it is it's an everlasting song.
And so most of the songs we mentioned, right, they tell a story, right? Hotel California tells a story about this traveler, right? American Pie tells a story of this, right?
The death of...
One of the other ones I like is
Ricky Valens?
Richie Valens.
Whatever.
The Little Cafe. Oh, my God.
Little Cafe.
It's storytelling. Music is art. It's storytelling.
Shut up so I can ask my question. Crying out loud. It seems like a lot of the songs that I like tell a story.
Yeah.
Where while we were looking at Californication, that's not really telling a story. It's not a story. It's a maybe describing a situation, but it's not really a story, right?
Pay your surgeon. It's telling a story. These people pay their surgeon.
Very well to break the spell of aging.
Right, because California is about... What was the stereotype?
It's all about Californication.
He's telling a story about California.
I don't see this as a story.
There's no plot.
It's not a personal story to him, but it's about the...
What
do we all say? Don't CA our AZ, right? That's
right.
Californication.
He's more of telling a story, not story. He's describing something less than telling a story about something. Right.
I think he's describing
right here. Born and raised by those who praise control of population. He's telling a story. Everything we talk about on this fucking goddamn podcast about every conspiracy theory is in this fucking song. Read the fucking lyrics. It's in this song. He's telling a story.
OK, this is the way Timmy sees
just
story.
Read it.
Next.
Read it.
All right.
Wait, time out.
Hold on.
Space may
just
be the final
you
frontier.
Say something loudly doesn't make it right.
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 But think about it. Space may be the final frontier. Elon
made
Musk
in a Hollywood basement.
Right. Okay. Apollo 13. And Cobain. Can you hear the spheres?
You talking about Kurt Cobain?
Right. And Cobain. Can you hear the spheres singing songs off station to station? And
Alderaan is too.
It's California.
So
we talk about the pedos in Hollywood, the fucking child sex, all this shit that we've talked about.
These are more predictions than they are stories. The other ones.
This has been going on forever in Hollywood.
So let me ask you, Jeremy. Do you think there is a formula?
I don't know. See, my thing.
I think there is.
Okay.
Okay. So and I'll tell you that. This is why I got into the whole AI topic, was because I believe that AI. Again, I played a fucking something. I gave it a prompt.
Mm-hmm.
And so AI, what it's done, again, it's gone through every single song that's been out there, commercial advertising. It's listened to everything, and then I say, hey, I want something like this, and based on what I said, it's gonna go out and find songs that have either are very similar or have the same and it's gonna create a song. And so that's why I think that there is a formula to it, and that formula. Or multiple formulas, depending on what target audience is, they're out there. And so you're telling me you don't think that all these studios who pay millions and billions of dollars to have the next big hit, they're using this shit. And it is only going to get exponential to the point where I think that the human aspect of it is going to be so far removed.
The Matrix, right?
Yes, dude.
I'm pretty sure I'm not real up to speed on the Matrix movie, but I believe there's a line where the big computer actually tells Neo, it's like, well, we kind of paused human society at the point where you stopped thinking and we started.
Right? Yeah.
And that's how
they said at the turn of the century, at the, of the, you know, whatever, 2000, that's where that was the pinnacle of human civilization. And then AI took over. And what it's saying is that was, to your, not to get into fucking, cause I love the Matrix movies, but one of the things that it was that something happened after that where everything became synthetic and it wasn't real.
Right.
And so what the AI found was that in order to keep humans complacent in it, because they turned basically human beings into batteries, and they would feed him this virtual reality world or this matrix, and they kept them in that situation because if they went any further from that, they wouldn't adapt to it and they wouldn't accept it as real. And so the further that we get into the future where AI is generating a lot of our content, and I think this is what's happening, and it's going to happen, is that 90% of our entertainment movies, I'm talking about, think of a future 20 years from now where a whole entire movie is generated by
boring.
AI.
Yeah. Boring.
You don't know that.
You don't know that. That's what I'm telling you.
I don't think you can.
It's made by boring people. I personally think AI, all this stuff that AJ, eventually, right now it's cool because right now there's no good creativity, but because AI is eventually going to run out of things, people eventually, like I was telling you before the show started, we were talking about this. I personally feel after about 5-6 years of everything AI generated, and people going to want to go back to the way it was because they want creativity, because AI can't generate feelings. I'm sorry.
Why not?
Because it's just crawling other people's ideas. But
so here's the deal, Tim. You just
human emotion.
You just said
we're human. We're not robots.
You just said that AI is going to run out of ideas. Humans have run out of ideas. Yeah. We're watching the same shit over and over.
The reason why humans ran out of the reasons why humans stopped being creative and coming up with good ideas and something new is because everyone's afraid to push the limits. Everybody's afraid to push the limits because it's easy to get canceled.
But
we talked about Taylor Swift.
But AI is not going to be scared to push the limits.
Yeah, they will. They'll just give exactly what people want.
Because they're not going to cancel.
It's going to be give people what they want. Like, oh, give them a rom-com.
I get what you're saying, Tim, because you think that AI is going to be...
I'm going to be fucking Will Smith and iRobot. So sure. Fuck that shit.
Okay, no. Ugh. I think Tim thinks that AI is going to be controlled by government...
But leftist communism.
No. And some of it will.
Most of it will.
Some of it.
Okay.
Which is still some. And what's going to happen is that, again, I run AI from a computer that is completely removed from a network. And I ask it questions and it doesn't have the boundaries that Meta, that Google, that all the Apple, all of them, that they're all implementing in their, you know, open, you know, they're free, whatever
you get. An open
but
source.
I'm
running
form.
It on my computer. It is slow. It is slower. Like it compared to like say ChatGPT, and ask a question. It's a split second and it's already responding. Whereas on my computer, it takes 2-3 minutes for
but
it
in
to
the
start.
Purest
so
wait, form.
Hold on. When you first said you had it outside of a network, you're not talking about like it's not off the internet.
Yeah, it's off the internet. It's off
so
the internet.
So how is it getting information?
Oh, you can do it, Jeremy. There's large language models. No. That's still on the internet, Heidi. You're going to a webpage. Yeah, you're going to a webpage and somebody knows what you search. What I'm saying is that these large language models, some of the versions of them are free and you can download it and run it off of your system that is not connected to the internet. You can completely firewall.
How does it get? Let's say you've done this in the past. You went into ChatGPT and say, write me a poem about blah, 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 as if you were Dr. Seuss. So the AI has to know what is a song.
Yeah.
What is or a poem? What is a Dr. Seuss?
No. See, and this is and to, I'm not an expert on it, but I at least know this, that it's not that. What it's doing, it's predicting the next text based on everything that's been written out there. It's just trying to predict the next word that's going to come out from a sentence that you're structuring, right? That it starts creating based on a question. So again, it scoured the internet. It scoured every knowledge that was out there free to for everybody. And then it's all it's doing, it's not thinking. That's a thing. The AI that we know today is not necessarily thinking. All it's trying to do is predict the next word that's going to come based on a string of text. And so think about it that way. Yes, I know it's hard to comprehend, but it's probability. It's saying the set of words came before this. What is going to come next? That's how large language models are working. It's not necessarily that they're thinking like human beings. That's the next step. What they're doing is they're just predicting the next likely text. And what's
that doesn't answer my question. How does it know what a Dr. Seuss is?
It doesn't. It doesn't need to know. All it's trying to do is predict the next word that's coming.
So how's it going to write a poem?
It is. And so this is why, like, a lot of...
You're not answering my question. How does it know...
Predictive learning.
Think about...
Not connected to anything to learn from.
So Jeremy, I'm gonna give you a word. I'm gonna give you a phrase. I'm going to give you a phrase right now. When in the course of human events...
Don't worry, be happy.
Right. So that's out of what I said, right? Don't worry, be happy is lyrics to a song. In the course of human events is the, you know, the Declaration of Independence, right? You are saying, I quoted a document that was written. And so anybody who knows the Declaration of Independence knows what comes next. In the lyrics of the song, you know what words come before it and after it. And so large language models, all they're doing is predicting the next text that would come. And that, I know what you're thinking, Jeremy. It doesn't make sense, but that's how they work. They're just predicting the next word that comes.
They don't care about Dr. Seuss, Jeremy, is what Nelson's saying. Saul's saying they don't care about Dr. Seuss. You can say that, doesn't matter. They don't care. They're looking at the rest of the context and going, well, this is what we predict the next thing is that they're going to ask.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the sky.
There's a easy video that I will remove from this. But actually, look it up. There's a YouTube video that's 3-4 minutes long.
So remember right around the 2013-2014 timeframe when we were introducing CAS at AAA?
Yeah.
They were also introducing machine learning,
Hadoop.
Right. Hadoop and all that.
Big data
project is this. It started with the government, and then when it got introduced to corporate America, it was about doing that first section first of machine learning. So they could take all your data, right? And they can help query everything and how to do marketing, how to do your rates. Like all your rates in insurance is being done through.
Yeah, AI is becoming more and more part of our job every day from the corporate side. I'm trying to that's what I'm saying. Like we get a home that's being non-renewed.
Why
is it being non-renewed? Oh, well, because AI sees shadowing on the roof from the Google
photo. It's predictive. So the key takeaway from this is that it's taking everything and then it's because he gave the example, the sky is bug. And then he said bug, and eventually it learns right through human intervention. There is human intervention there. When they first started modeling these things, there were human beings, and they're still today that it spits out a text and there's a human who goes in and says no, this is wrong, and it's learning from that. Again, to his point. You know, machine learning and human intervention has trained these systems to know how to predict the next text. So it's not necessarily that it's literally AI and its conscience. It is not thinking for itself. All it's doing, it's predicting. And so that's why when I tell you that I can run it on my computer, it's not necessarily that the computer is now sentient and is aware of itself. No, all it's doing is I've taken this open source stuff that's free out there. There's so many models of this that I can now run on my computer, and I just give it a prompt. And then based on the prompt that I gave it, it just tries to predict the next text based on what I gave it. And so it's, that's all it's doing.
So it's predicting what you're asking it.
Yes.
So how does it get the answer?
Because it's been trained on it based on many humans who have inputted on this
before he downloaded
before I even ran it. So to his point, there's been years of this that have been that they've done this.
I think I get where he's confused. You installed something that's not connected to the internet.
No.
How is it learning? Because where is it pulling its data from?
No. It's not learning anymore. Exactly. Right.
That's the part.
Yeah, it's not learning anymore on my
anything,
computer.
So, okay, you download it to use it without any connection to the internet. It's not gonna have anything
new.
Current.
Anything current, anything new, anything that it still hasn't pulled. So the knowledge that it's giving you, it may not be correct.
It's up to the point when it was released.
Think
about it. You buy a piece of software out of the box, right? It only has that. There's
until
already 3 years of updates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to install all those updates. So every once in a while, he has to go in, get a new updated version of that source code, of that open source, and install it so it has the new models in there. Am I right?
And the reason,
Even care anymore.
No, and the reason that a lot of people are doing this is because obviously that you don't want to be traced, you don't want the government to know, you don't want because any one of these that you log on to and is connected to the internet and it's keeping a history of what you've searched, that means the government knows.
Yeah,
right. The government knows what you search, and so I've searched up things that I'm like, will it even tell me this? And it does. It fucking does.
Mm-hmm.
Like that you can ask it to teach you how to do illegal shit.
How to make meth.
And it'll teach you. And that's the crazy thing about it. And when I tell you that if I can do it, you damn well know that there are so many. And not only that, right? Think about right now. It's an expert in everything because it's harvested all the data from everything. And so it's an expert on how to talk to another human being. I was telling Wendy and Bianca this the other night. I wanted to see, right? So I was talking to this girl on
XYZ app.
On the dating apps.
Yeah.
And she wrote something. And I was like, okay, well, let me see if AI can actually help me how to respond to this.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I told AI what I had said and what she replied with. And I said, you are an expert in dating and making, I'm a guy looking for a girl. This is what I want. How do I respond to this message she sent me? And it told me, it gave me options. I sent it. Now, me, not a dating expert.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was like, really? That's going to work?
Yeah. Okay.
And it did.
Hold on. Okay.
You got it in?
I have been putting job postings out for positions in my office. Hold on. So I've been posting job positions out there, been paying $1,000 a year for this program this hiring program. Okay. They've brought in AI. So I went in to change my job posting. And instead of me writing it, because I always thought I was so smart, right? I've always written them I've been doing this almost 8 years now. So I went in and I'm like, I'm not getting the response that I want. I'm not getting the response that I need, blah, blah, blah. So they now on the $1,000 subscription I have annually, they have an AI button. So I opened up the AI button and I typed in what I was looking for in a job in what I'm hiring for. And there's like three different ones and it wrote it for me. I read through it because I'm like, there's no way in hell it's going to know. Right. So I read through it. I had to tweak like two little things because they just weren't pertinent to my specific needs and I put it out there. I have had so many responses where before I wasn't getting them. Okay. I had put three job postings out. The AI did not like that. For this subscription that I have. So I pulled one back. Oh, I'm sorry. I had four out there. I pulled two back and only left two because somebody had said, your algorithm's got to be wrong. And I'm like, my algorithm, their jobs. Like this is, nope. It was picking up that it was me looking for positions. Some of them were too similar. Even though one's licensed and one is unlicensed, doesn't matter. I pulled back two of my jobs and left the other two out there. I swear to you guys, my responses doubled.
Yeah.
So I'm using AI. I'm trying to figure out how to use it more and more. It's starting to come
Jeremy, you should
play
be using
a role. And
your job depends on it. You have no idea all this shit that Microsoft's throwing in.
How much easier it's going to make your job. It really will.
Jobs. Well, granted,
where's my retirement?
But this is how fast it's coming, dude. Dude, I wrote all my year-end reviews. Copilot. I just said, write me.
I don't know what Copilot is. Yeah.
It's Microsoft's version
of ChatGPT.
I've never seen it until Facebook, you just said it.
Just go to Copilot.
It's built into Edge. It's built into M365.
Right there. That's it right there. So Meta has their own. Like, if you go to meta.ai, they have their own. Meta, okay. Actually, go to meta.ai. They just released something fucking insane, dude. Meta.ai. Okay. So now here we go. Just ask it again. You can ask it anything, Jeremy. Okay. You work in Microsoft Outlook, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or like Exchange. So ask it to give you a script on how to do remove whatever. I just say
disable Copilot in M365.
A PowerShell script to remove whatever, you know.
Ugh.
Don't worry, it'll fix it.
To remove Copilot.
No, not Copilot.
Remove what?
Whatever you do. Say that it's some batch work that you fucking do. You know what I mean?
Delete mailboxes. I know you know it off the top of your head, but watch. You don't even have to Google it. It'll just wrote the whole thing for you.
Again, but you can get more descriptive, right? You can say parameters, like say somebody who's only, if you want to say remove everybody that's been there for like 6 years, or remove, you know, again, dude, I use it daily to write me scripts on shit that I do. It makes my job so much easier. Whereas before, I would have had to go to, you know, their, you know, the manual, search for it, created it, tested it out. Whereas this, again,
you still have to test it.
Start a new sentence.
I need this really bad. Can we copy and paste this somewhere?
I'm telling you, you download it on your phone or put it on your computer. It's what I tell people all the time. You're a realtor. You're whatever job. You're a psychologist. You're a psychiatrist.
I totally forgot about
any
this.
Job. Any job that you do today, it's an expert in everything.
If you're not using AI.
To
your advantage, you will be left behind because there's millions.
We've been using it. I have like two major things for my business I have to do, and I just thought.
All right, Jeremy.
Oh my God, how do
you have a project out here? Crane and trampoline. As you can give it like a whole fucking two paragraph sentence, the struggles that you're facing, the issues that you're having with vendors, with whatever, with the soil, with anything, and say, how can I make my life easier? It will tell you.
He just doesn't want to do it.
But I'm just saying.
That's what it is.
Struggles that you're facing.
Change and Jeremy, those are not two words that go well together.
But, because there are people who are like saying, well, fuck AI and fuck all this. And what I'm saying is that, sure, but it's equivalent of the guy with the horse and buggy who said,
you're going to be left behind.
Fuck, the combustible engine. Okay. All I'm saying is that you are.
Amish.
They might have it right we don't know. Anyways, I think we should close this episode out.
Yeah.
Was
this part of the episode?
I think we rambled on long enough. I'm going to leave some of this because it was good. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to leave it there. Thank you for joining us on another episode of The Salty Show. Find us on some of the social media platforms. Give us a follow, hit the like button, and share some of the content. And we will catch you all next time. Bye.
Guten Tag.
See ya.
Peace out, motherfuckers.
Hey, Tal.
I wasn't the one hitting the mic. Little Diddy. About Jack and Diane.
Talking about music. I will close it out with that.
That was perfect.
Thank you for listening to this episode of
The Salty Show.com.